In recent sessions of Press Pass with Buffalo Rising, we've been hearing from their expanding pool of contributors who bring their own expertise and perspectives to their subjects. Today, we're joined by Cole Hastings, a YouTube producer who's been expanding on his interests. He's toured new businesses in Riverside, looked at the city's hip-hop scene, and added to his own vegan food choices.
Root and Bloom.
I went to Root and Bloom to try out their vegan wings, which I've never had before. I actually have been to Root and Bloom several times, but never had their wings. So when I went there, I did a vlog style for Buffalo Rising where I was talking into the camera, and they definitely have the best vegan wings in Buffalo. And that's due to like several reasons. The first one is the fact that they're using jackfruit, which is this tropical or foreign fruit that mimics the taste of pork and chicken. So there's that. And then also the breading they use and the way they fry it is so good.
You've been finding out more about the Buffalo hip-hop scene.
Yes. So Freak the Mighty is their rap group.
These are Buffalo kids.
Yes, they're Buffalo kids, Buffalo born.
Pray to Lord, I pray to God if he don't answer, I survive it. Pray to Lord, I pray to God if he don't answer.
Where they live, actually, Freak the Mighty, is called the Purple Palace. It's this purple house in the Elmwood Village, and all the hip-hop artists go there to collaborate, to record. Not only is the hip-hop culture very big here, but everyone's also being very friendly and wants, it's kind of like a help me, help you thing where everyone is trying to grow.
But deep inside my heart, I know that life is truly endless. I finally found myself, but then I learned I had to end it. And truth is what you make it, just make sure that you don't bend it. And if you showing love, just make sure you comprehend it. If you're waiting for a sign above, I'm sorry he won't send it.
There's such a rich culture of hip-hop here, and just recently Griselda, the rap group, Griselda Records, which is West Side Gun, Conway the Machine, and Benny the Butcher, just got featured on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
We've seen some of your work on Instagram and on the BR60 series, focusing on Riverside.
There's James Create, which is a furniture and decor shop, Crow Club, or the Croatian Club. There's Buffalo Bakery, which is this Iraqi bakery. I personally there had their za'atar bread, which is just smothered with different herbs like oregano, probably thyme on there, and just rubbed with olive oil too. And it was crazy taking that bite of these herbs and oil. It almost melts in your mouth. It was so good. It was probably some of the best bread I've ever had. And Queen City Fine Arts, which has Justin Dahl as the owner, which is who we met. He has his store where he makes and sells different types of artwork. But his main goal with that is to have it be a place where people can learn how to make art. He has different pottery wheels. He has like 4 pottery wheels down there, and he has a kiln and like a drying rack. So you can go down there and learn different ways to make pottery. You can learn how to make art. He has a bunch of different classes, and that's what he's really trying to do with the place.
On Instagram, they can find you at seasoned_tofu.
Yep.
And by the way, how do we find you on YouTube?
YouTube, you can just go to youtube.com/Cole Hastings, or you can search Cole Hastings in the YouTube search.
We'll find you there. Okay, very good. Cole Hastings of Buffalo Rising, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thanks, Jay.